success so far this year. Does that put any pressure on you guys to succeed in this
Who are the Golden Knights? only pressure is that the sniping of people saying you got to do as good as them.
It's just good. Vegas is treating us well, and I think the record doesn't show how hard that we work, and it's tough in that way, but it's good for us in the inner circle to understand what we have going on in Vegas, and if we just continue to trust and believe in each other, the sky's the limit for this team, and I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Our expectations maybe at the start of the season were a little unrealistic.
Man, we're not even worried about the playoffs right now. What we do is we take it week by week. We gotta worry about next week. You start looking ahead and you start looking over people, you might not even make it. So
that being said, to me, Urban Meyer is one of the lowest pieces of garbage there is on this earth.
You are tuned in to Straight Bet Sports live on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network.
That's right, man. Straight Bet Sports. You're tuned in live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. We are coming to you live from downtown Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm your host, Jose V. Riding solo tonight in the studio. No co-host tonight. ENB is taking care of some last-minute medical emergencies with the family. His wife wasn't feeling too good. They're at urgent care. Hopefully, all is well there. Thoughts and prayers to you guys. Hopefully, everything comes out good. I know she's not feeling too well. Hopefully, it's nothing too crazy. And you guys will be home soon there. Ian, talk to you soon, my guy. And hopefully we'll have you back on the show soon next week. Quan, appreciate you being in the studio as always, man, doing what you do. If it wasn't for you, the show would not go on. We're going on a little late tonight, but it's all good, man. Nothing wrong with that. We got to get some stuff going. We got to get set up, so it is what it is. But Quan, I do got a favor to ask. I'm going to put you on the spot because I don't have a co-host. If you're good with it, I ask you to speak up a bit tonight and chime in on some of the stuff we're going to talk about. I do have a guest,
nope. Obviously.
Nope. He's like, I got my wing stop, so I'm not going to be able to talk tonight. I'll be eating my food. But
I'll chime in.
You'll chime in. Appreciate you, man. But definitely, we got a lot to talk about tonight. Some controversial things, obviously, which are some of the biggest things right now in sports. It seems like there's always something controversial that happens right after the other. If it's not one thing, it's the other, basically, like they say. But it's crazy, man. I'm a little not used to this tonight. I'm used to having my co-host in the studio, but it's gonna be fun, man. I got a homie that's gonna be joining me here soon, shortly, live through video. He's joining us from Philadelphia on the East Coast. So it's a big time difference right now. It's already midnight. It's already Thursday for him out there. But we're going to have Sosa, the locksmith from the Wise Guys Diamond Club. And opening soon, which we're going to talk about that here shortly as well, the Sosa World, which I'll let him give the details about that, man. But before we get into everything that we got going on tonight, I'm going to do what I ask every single night. Please press that like button, press that share, drop a comment. We'll go from there. Let everyone know what it is that you are watching tonight. I got everything pulled up right now. I'm trying to get the YouTube page set up here. I got the Facebook page. I got the Twitter page. So drop the comments. I'm going to try to get to as many as we can. 702-608-3259 is the phone number. So if you want to give us a call, give us a call tonight. We'll definitely want to take your phone calls. I already have people chiming in on Twitter, man. Greatly appreciate everyone on Twitter. What's going on, my guy Tim? Appreciate you. Blue, appreciate you chiming in as well. Everybody, man, it's just awesome, man. All the love we've been getting on Twitter lately has been amazing. And it's honestly been a lot because of the people that are chiming in right now and because of the gentleman that we're going to have on the show here shortly. But again, we are live on all Gorilla Cross radio platforms. Download the app if you haven't already done so on all platforms, meaning YouTube, Twitter, or Facebook is where we're live right now. If you want to download the app, go to the Android store if you have an Android phone. If you have an iPhone, go to the App Store and download it from there as well. But before we start up the show, man, and get into our topics for tonight, we got to let you know who pays the bills, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be live here every single Wednesday night. But you already know who he is. He is Josh LaFon.
We are brought to you by Josh LaFon with Simply Vegas Real Estate, a realtor here to help educate current and future Las Vegas locals on selling and investing in real estate. You're probably asking yourself, educate. Yes. There's a surprising amount of adults that when it comes to real estate, don't know the right questions to ask, don't know where to start, and think they need a lot of cash to buy a house in Nevada, which simply isn't true. So Josh has decided to make it his responsibility to teach his clients what they need to know, and equally important, what they need to ask to help ensure making their homeownership dreams a true reality. So make sure you call or text Joshua LaFon today at 702-813-0533. This has been another paid advertisement from Joshua LaFon with Simply Vegas Real Estate. Make sure you give him a call, 702-813-0533.
That's right, man. My guy Joshua LaFon, man, riding with me going on 2 years. Greatly appreciate him, man. It's been a lot of fun here on Gorilla Cross Radio and a lot more to come. It's not over. You already know what it is. We are just getting started. But let's get right into it, man. Let's get into it with our guest. Let's go ahead and pop him up on the screen here tonight. He is the one and only Sosa the Locksmith, good friend of mine from Gambling Twitter, from Daily Bread Media, from, the Wise Guys Diamond Club. Opening soon, Sosa World. I mean, I can go on and on and on, my guy. I appreciate you staying up late with me tonight. It was a last-minute thing. I just hit you up, and you were quick with it. I'm in. Let me know what the topics are. Let's do it, and we're going to do it, my man. How you doing? It's been a minute. I appreciate you coming back on. Hey, you're muted. Unmute yourself.
Well, I had the TV on over here, so I didn't want to. But yeah, man, thanks for having me, as always. It's always good to, you know, break bread with the homies and you know, just check out what they got going on. It was actually pretty easy, too. CJ McCollum just cashed me out. So did Brandon Ingram. So, you know, it worked out pretty well. It's a nice little evening. But yeah, like you said, man, got a lot of stuff going on, trying to put out a lot of content. And like, this is just another opportunity to, you know, one, have great conversation and just share whatever it is that we're doing with the people and for the people. So
that's what it's all about, right? So it's content that we make for the people. Exactly. It's not about us. It's about them. It's everything that we do is to make sure that they enjoy it and that we can bring quality stuff to them, right? Like, you're on the gambling side of it. You know what I mean? I'm not that highly on the gambling side. I do gamble, but not like yourself. You do it all, my guy. I mean, you're over here giving out baseball picks already. You were doing college basketball. You were doing NBA. From time to time, you'll sprinkle some soccer in there, which I see. Or even if you agree on some tennis, even some golf I've seen you thrown out there, which is crazy. So just, we'll talk about the gambling side of it, because I definitely want to talk about the NBA playoffs, what that's coming up, because not only do we have the conversation of who's playing who, some of these playing games that just happened, but there's going to be a lot of gambling implications, obviously, right? A lot of people with future bets going into these games, obviously, which that's going to be huge. And just in general, the bets that you can do now when it comes to these series that we're going to be seeing. But the first thing that I wanted to talk to you about, obviously, which it's been a few days now and it's been a big topic of conversation. We were throwing it around here before we started. And it's obviously Dwayne Haskins, right? And more than anything, not just Dwayne Haskins, some of the media comments that were made that to some people were saying that were just not acceptable, that were outrageous, that shouldn't have been made at the time or the way that they were said, right? Now, obviously, you know, RIP Dwayne Haskins, you know, we never wish bad upon anyone, whether you like an athlete or not, or you were a fan of his or not. You never wish bad upon anyone, especially in a death type of manner, right? You know, we never want anyone to pass away. That's horrible. And especially the way that he did pass away by getting hit by a car. That's just, you don't want to die that way. You want to live old, you know, just call it a day and let it be at that point. But it was his time, I guess, and that's just the way he was going to go. So RIP to him. Thoughts and prayers to his family, obviously, and all his loved ones that are involved in this. But let's go back to some of the comments that were made. My guy, Adam Schefter, I'm not going to quote his actual comments because I don't have them in front of me. I don't have it word for word. But he basically said something like, after a tumultuous career, you know, after some bad stints here, there, you know, Dwayne Haskins has passed away after a car accident. Now, I threw out a comment on Twitter, and D-Rock, you know, D-Rock, he commented on it. A few other people, I got blocked by some people because they thought that it was an insensitive comment. Now, one thing that I will say, I'll backtrack a little bit on it. Okay. What Adam Schefter said was wrong at the moment, but it wasn't wrong in general, if we're being honest with you. And what I mean by that, if this comment was made 10, 15, 20 years ago before Twitter was big or any of this stuff was out, no one would have made this big of a deal, because we've become very soft as a country, as a world, if you want me to be honest. I mean, hate me for saying this. I know I'm going to get a lot of backlash, but he was just stating a fact. Now, should he have done it the way he did it when he did it? No, of course not. But, I mean, you guys are acting like he came out and stated something that wasn't true. He had a rough career, if we're being honest. You know what I mean? It wasn't the greatest. He didn't have the greatest stints. He was trying to turn it around in Pittsburgh, you know, and it is what it is. Now, again, I'm not 100.
It's a time and place thing, though. I think that's really agree. What it's like you said. It's more of a time and place thing, you know. At that point, we're not thinking about him as a professional athlete. I mean, even though, because obviously we know him as an athlete, not just a pro athlete. College, he played really, really, really well. You know what I mean? That's so just, yes, he did have a rough stretch in the NFL, and he couldn't find a place. But remember, he also got drafted at 20 years old to an organization that's pretty terrible. So you know, it's a two way street when we bring up Dwayne Haskins. It's and also, like I said, it's just time and place. At that particular juncture, I don't think anybody's really caring about, you know, his performance as a professional athlete. We care about him as a father, son, child, friend, you know, just individual that just passed away. I don't know him from a can of paint. I never met the guy. Everyone who's ever played a game with him or who's friends with him clearly had nothing but glowing positive things to say about the guy, which lets you know that our perception of someone can be affected by media. The media controls a lot of our thoughts and reactions on professional athletes because they're the only source that we're actually getting news from. Do these people even know them personally? Or what sources are they getting their news from? Stuff like that is just an issue for me. I didn't like the way Schefter did it. Obviously, he received a lot of media backlash, but I don't think it was really just the media backlash. It was the players and people that knew Dwayne Haskins personally that really got the reaction of Schefter having to, you know, recant pretty much everything he said and, you know, give him a tribute on his podcast that he did. But, you know, time and place. That I think that's really just the defining factor in this, you know, in with him. But Gil Brandt can kick rocks. That what he said was just, I don't know what he was thinking.
Once again, you are tuning to Straight Bet Sports live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. Jose V, no EMB tonight. We are joined by our guest co-host Sosa the Locksmith, joining us live from Philly. Quana, I got the email you sent me and I pulled up the stream and it went away, but I got a few of them there. So we did get someone that chimed in on YouTube, Bleed Green Bets. I think you know who that is. I can't say the exact words, but he said that Shefty is a you know what head, and that basically shouldn't have said what he said. Now, and again, I get it, and I agree with you. I was just giving my thoughts, and again, like you said, they're my opinions. Opinions aren't factual. Sometimes they are, but they're given. If you want to agree with them, you can. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But it sucks, though, that some media gets away with that, bro, when there's other media that ain't trying to do that. Some media is just trying to give you the news like you're saying, right? And some media is just trying to get that click. What can you do to get that click? I'm always trying to get that click, but I'm trying to do it the right way. You know what I mean? Can I push the needle a bit and kind of get into a gray area from time to time? I'm not going to lie. Probably. You know what I mean? But I don't try to cross that threshold or that line where I'm going to disrespect someone to the fullest like that. And honestly, not only was it a slap in the face to Dwayne Haskins, it was a slap in the face to his family, like you're saying. You know what I mean by him to say that? If you would have started off the tweet with what happened and then at the end, like, you know, his career wasn't the best or tumultuous or whatever, then I can agree with that. Flip it upside down, a lot more understandable, right? We don't have an issue with that.
Exactly. Like it's like I said, the first thing should not be, hey, how did this guy perform at his day job? You know? Cause that should not be the defining factor of him, of someone's life. Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you. I can hear you.
You know what I mean? And I don't feel like that's it. Like football was what Dwayne Haskins did. It wasn't what he was. And that is the problem. That's the separating of the two based on how much we are fans of a game or stuff like that, you know?
So we got some people chiming in on Twitter. Philly boys, if you guys know who that is, that's Tim, the homie Tim from Philly as well. He's a big Philly fan. He says, I mean, that's how you get clicks, Jose. But yeah, you want to toe the line of being a professional, which is true 100%. You still got to be a professional at the end of the day. Whether you're here in the media, you're at the top. You got to try to be a professional and be respectful at the end of the day. So I totally agree with that. So moving away from this topic, obviously, we got to talk some NBA, bro. There's a lot going on. Here we go. Bleed Green. My point is he understood the context and timing of it. He did it on purpose. You, Jose, I know you wouldn't do something like that. Of course not. I wouldn't do anything like that to try to disrespect him or his family whatsoever. That's why I wanted to make sure what my comments were, make sure they were clear. I didn't want people to go based off of one thing that I posted on Twitter and then it goes, you know, haywire and goes the wrong way. But my guy, we're talking NBA. We're talking NBA. Do you have any future bets? That's my question before anything. Do you have any future bets going into this already?
I have no. Preseason, I have Milwaukee winning it all.
Okay.
That's the team. What'd
you get them at?
I said they go back to back. And I still firmly believe that they'll go back to back. I think they're going to win it all. I don't see a team that's equipped to deal with Giannis. It's just take it for what it is. They're the best team in basketball. When everyone that they have on the floor is their starters and they play 12 deep. And when I say 12 deep, I mean like 12 talent deep. There's a lot of teams that have 10, 12 players that can play. These guys have actual contributors that can make differences in games. Milwaukee's the team I still think, like I said, as long as everyone's available, I like them to be the last one standing. And I'm a Sixer fan. I love Joel Embiid. I do believe that he is going to be a man on a mission here, looking to completely dominate. However, you know, it's going to be what the other guys do. Does James Harden contribute at a high level scoring the ball? When he scores over 20 points, the team's 7-1. When he doesn't, they're 1-7. There's a direct correlation to him scoring and us winning, even though Embiid has gone crazy. The good news is I've actually looked over. I've looked at every single shot he's taken over the last like seven games, and it's not that he's not getting good looks or he's taking bad shots. He's just missing. I believe that is correctable. Now, we can't change the fact that he doesn't look like the same explosive athlete he was 5 years ago, but I do believe that these playoffs, I do believe that he comes out rejuvenated, and I do believe that the jump shot will fall. As long as the jump shot falls, I like our chances against anyone, but again, I still do believe that Milwaukee is the team to beat in the East. That's just how I view things.
I agree with you, and we talked about it in Spaces during the season, early parts of the season, when a lot of people were talking about the Bucks don't look like they should. They don't look like the team that they were last year when they won it all. And I was on your train, bro. I was with it from the beginning. That's why I wanted to ask you if you had any futures, because I knew you probably had some Milwaukee money there somewhere, because we talked a lot about Milwaukee early on in the season when there were a lot of doubters. And at the end of the day, they are still the defending champs. You cannot take that away from them. When you get into the playoffs and you start playing a playoff series, it's a whole nother ballgame. Everything changes. The coaching style changes. The way you train, the way you practice, the way you get ready for this team, or for these teams that you're going to play, excuse me, changes completely from what you did in the regular season, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, Sosa, because in the postseason, it's the little things that matter that you're not really looking at in the regular season, right? Because one small thing can change a whole series. One player that you overlook can change the whole series.
It's usually when you get to playoff basketball, it's usually a little more demonstrative. Teams force you to play in a half court. It's not as visually appealing as the regular season. The regular season is in the NBA is more of an entertainment product. You see a lot of teams take nights off or take long lapses off in NBA games during the regular season. During the playoffs, they understand the importance and things ratchet up to another level. So as far as preparation, I don't know if the preparation changes per se, but you saw last night in one-off situations like Ty Lue was able to completely confuse Karl-Anthony Towns by running a double team at him. Playoff series gives you the opportunity to isolate direct advantages. And how many times can you do it in a seven-game series? And how can you make the other team adjust to it? That's the playoffs. It's building a wall against Giannis, or it's little things like you just said. It's little things that are gonna determine who's gonna get advance. And 9 out of 10 times, if it's not the little things, the other team is just more talented on the other side. Basketball is the one sport where 9 out of 10 times talent wins out. That's why even though you see the Brooklyn Nets as a 7 seed, there's a lot of people that believe that they can beat the Celtics, because why? They have two of the most talented players we've ever seen. They have dynamic talent that make up for all of what they don't have.
Yeah.
When you have that in basketball, it's much different than other sports. Football, it's 11 guys on the field. Basketball, it's 5. And if two of those guys are way better than everyone else, you don't need that much else to get over. You don't need that much added to that to get them over the top. That's why everybody still loves Kyrie and KD. Because when all else fails, they can get you 80, give you a run. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They get you 80.
Yeah.
With 12 assists, and they can dominate the game and find a way to win it at the end, just because they're that good. So that's why I wouldn't be opposed to anyone still believing in the Nets, just because of those two guys. Man, they give you a puncher's chance. I like the Celtics. But it's to be determined how much of a issue Rob Williams not being available will be for this team. He is a key component to what they do just defensively as far as defending the rim and being able to switch on a lot of pick and rolls and just give them a level of versatility at the five. But again, I would not be opposed to anyone taking, thinking the Nets can handle business, because again, when you have those two guys, you have a chance against any basketball team on any given night on planet Earth.
I'm glad you brought up the Nets, because that's actually the next thing I wanted to talk about. But before I do that, I got to show love to everybody on social media that's chiming in. I got the feed up here. Finesse the Books post Boston in six is plus 450. GVOD, GVO Dale 305. Finesse my dog definitely everywhere today. Finesse the Books. What up, my guy? I saw your message on Twitter. I'll definitely be hitting you back up.
He goes,
got to show love to the homies. Goose Thomas chimes in. He says, Straight Bet Sports. What up, Jose? Appreciate you, Goose. Let the Ball Bounce chiming in right there. We got D-Rock Sports as well. We got to talk about how the 76ers might have been losing on purpose, Sosa, to avoid certain matchups in round one. We're going to get your thoughts on that. I D-Rock had to stir the pot. D-Rock had to hit it and stir the pot. And then Dale, once again, too many people liking Toronto for me, thinking Philly will handle them. Bleed Green Bets, home of Weapon X hockey and basketball, similar when it comes to the playoffs. I agree with you on that. D-Rock, once again, Danny Theis and Horford will hold their own. Danielle Thomas, yes, sir. And then Finesse the Books, Harden, soft like Charmin. And we're going to be going through as many of these comments as we can. Quan, this is amazing. I appreciate you sending me this. It's pretty cool. Keep chiming in, man. I got the Twitter feed up as well. We got people all over the place. But look, I posted it on Twitter before the play-in game even started. And I never said anything to the extent, so I want to make sure that people understand what it is that I'm talking about. Big shout out to Mo from Girl Chat Sports chiming in as well on Facebook. But I posted the picture of the odds. You had Brooklyn as the third favorite team to still win the title, when yet they were a play-in game. They weren't even in the playoffs yet. They weren't even guaranteed a seeding yet. But here's the thing. It just shows you how crazy it is, right? How two players can change the dynamic of not only a series and a whole game, right? But can change the betting lines, the odds. The odds makers know what they're doing, bro. The people behind the counters know exactly what they're doing. Here's the thing. I'll give you my honest opinion. I don't think Brooklyn's going to win the title this year. I don't. I think defensively, they're just too bad, bro, if I'm being honest with you. They need some type of defense to win any type of title. I still think Milwaukee is the way to go. I think that Miami can give people issues as well in the East, but I still think it's Milwaukee's title, give or take, nobody else there. But, bro, I mean, come on now, right? Like,
again, it's when we're talking about two of the best ever, bro.
And now Irving can play at home. Remember that. That's the craziest thing, too. He's playing at home.
It's really kind of insane, to be totally honest.
You good?
I personally, I'm like going in and out. Like, the screen just cut off.
All right, you good now. We got you.
Yeah, so just basically, like I said, when you have those two dynamic superstars, bro, it's very, very, it's just they're the difference maker. They are the ones who switch everything. When you have the two of the greatest at basically just getting to the basket, scoring, and doing it in an efficient manner, it doesn't really matter who the other three guys are. You need defense and rebounding. Yeah. And I think that they have the ancillary guys to do that. But again, there are some very, very, very talented players on the other side. If Rob Williams was playing, I would say Boston in five. I do think that this turns into a dogfight, to be totally honest with you. I do think the series ends up being a lot tougher for Boston than people would anticipate.
More people chiming in. The books need exposure. Line shifted is what I'm hearing as well. Tim chimes in. He says, Nets came in as the favorites. Money shifted real quick to the Celtics. He said, what do you think the reasons were on that? That's a great question. I don't know why, though. I don't know why it would switch so early. Maybe just the way Brooklyn looked last night, the way that they played. Maybe the crowd getting excited by what they saw on TV. So it's just a crowd reaction.
It's because of what you mentioned. the visual of what we just saw them just do. Recency bias is something that plays very, very big in the heads of a lot of gamblers. It's a very what have you done for me lately world. We know
correct.
That.
Yep.
A lot of gamblers, they care about winning today, right? And that's what it is. Is we just saw Brooklyn basically look amazing against a team that had a pretty good front line. Obviously, no Jared Allen. Darius Garland didn't look himself. Caris LeVert looked like he was completely lost in the second half of the game. I understand it. Obviously, it doesn't make any sense, right? One team's a 2 seed, yep. The other's a 7. So Vegas is baiting you. Like I said, I still like Boston. Kevin Durant, he's a bad man. Kyrie Irving, even badder sometimes. But I just think that this Boston team's, I think they're good enough to get it done. That's just where I'm at.
Jason Tatum's playing out of his mind right now, bro. If we're being
honest.
They both
are, him and Jaylen Brown.
I mean, it's unbelievable how you're getting played. It's like last night. There's a lot of players that are pairing up now that people aren't expecting, and they're playing well. Look what happened last night with Edwards and Russell last night because of what happened with Cat. I know Cat was in foul trouble, all that, but Cat didn't have his normal game that people expected to have last night, and then you have a duo that shows up. You know what I mean?
Normal game, he didn't do anything.
Exactly.
Absolutely lost and confused.
Nothing. But it's going to be an interesting playoffs this year, bro, because you got teams in the West now that are coming in with losing records when normally that's what you see on the East, right? It's funny how the power has shifted, if we're being honest with you, right?
Absolutely.
The East is a lot more competitive record-wise, if we're being honest, as where the West isn't that anymore. You know what I mean? You used to have teams in the West, bro, and you remember this. You would have teams in the West winning records, will win 40-plus games, wouldn't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then you have teams in the East, 36 wins, below 500, 6, 7, 8 seeds. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just incredible. So the power has shifted a lot right now, my man. We got some more people chiming in. Finesse the Books once again says, Nets can't win the chip when they're going to be out in the first round. D-Rock says, Seth Curry got to step up with how much he's playing. Their best defender right now is probably my guy, Bruce Brown. Now, question for you. Are your 76ers, or did your 76ers, going back to D-Rock's question, did your 76ers kind of tank there towards the end of the season to kind of get a better seating or Kwan's over here shaking his head, so I want to get your thoughts. Did your team kind of take a little reverse, put it in reverse and park the car a bit?
No.
So what happened? At the end of the season?
I mean, we you see that, man. We got to deal with Joe with James Harden. Joel Embiid. Listen, the end of the season was all Joel Embiid wanting him to get the scoring title, wanting him to get the MVP. I have no reservations in regards to, like, did we try to tank or lose, or I don't believe that. I think that there are moments where you just have to be honest with yourself. Doc Rivers is incompetent at times. Close games, I don't trust him. It doesn't really matter who he's playing. I don't trust him in close games, and you shouldn't. No one should. From what we've seen, I don't think we lost on purpose or anything like that. It's just
D-Rock giving you a hard time.
How it went, we just lost close games, and we're waiting for James Harden to show us that he's an all-star. That's really it.
James Harden is an all-star. We know that, but it's a matter of when is that all-star going to be shown? Yeah, exactly. When is the all-star going to come out and shine? Right? When is it going to be shown? But once again, you are tuned into Straight Bet Sports live here on the Gorilla Cross Radio Network. Jose V, got our guest co-host Sosa, the Locksmith, joining us live from Philadelphia. Kwan enjoying his food behind the big board tonight. Got his daughter in the studio, so I know Kwan's excited and he's happy. Anytime his daughter's with him, he's always happy, which is a good thing, man. Kids make you happy. I know you don't have any kids, Sosa, but I know you got dogs, so those are the closest thing you have, and I got dogs too, bro, so I know how that feels. But we got more comments coming in. I got to keep showing love to everybody. Mo chimes in and says, I hate the Celtics, but can't hate on how they're playing. I agree with you. Donietta, Ms. Ball and D chimes in and says, great Celtics duo. I agree with you 100%. Joe, my Bucks got to do it, man. I'm telling y'all. And Goose Thomas says Fraud Rivers. Fraud Rivers. That's his name. Oh, we got a phone. Hey, Sosa, first time for you on the show. We got a phone call. So we're going to take a phone call. So this is for both of us. If you're ready, I'm just letting you know, right? Caller, what's your name, where you're calling from? And remember, please be respectful and no bad words. How can we help you tonight?
Always. What's up, Jose? Tim.
Hey, my guy, Tim from Philly. Hey, I appreciate you, my guy. You've been saying that you were going to call in for a very, very long time, and you finally calling in. So I appreciate you. What's good, my guy? What you got for us tonight?
Good to see you, too, brother.
What's up, my brother? How are you?
I posted on the thing, but I might as well say. So Cavs plus two at home against the Hawks on Friday, and then you got the Clippers minus five against the Pelicans. What's your guys' thoughts?
I'll let you go first, Sosa.
Hawks by 10 plus.
You like them that much?
And Pelicans money line.
So I like the Hawks play. I don't know about 10 plus, but I like the Hawks. I think the Hawks win that game. I think they win it easy. I'm not going to call it crazy and say they win by 10 plus, but I do like the Hawks in that game. And I agree with you as well. I think that the Pelicans are the play right now, man. They're playing good. And it's going to be a fun game to watch, man, definitely. What is that line right now in the Pelicans game?
Five?
It's minus five Clippers right now in LA.
That's so disrespectful, in my opinion. That's so disrespectful.
I don't like
C.J. McCollum in a one-off game, man. He's tough in these one-off games. Look at his performance in elimination games and playoff series. He averages like 34 points a game.
Jeez.
Tonight was no surprise. He does this. Game seven against the Denver Nuggets, he put up 46. Like this is what he does. For the money, C.J.'s tough. B.I.'s tough as well. I like this New Orleans team.
Yeah, and in one game, basically in a one-game situation, why not?
Yep, I like him in a one-game or one-game situation.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm going to bounce and keep listening. Thank you very much for letting me call in.
Appreciate you, Tim. Talk to you soon, my guy. Tim, a.k.a. at Philly Boys. Check him out on Twitter, man. Guys, you know what? He's not a capper, meaning he's not out there giving picks, but he's really good at his soccer, and he's always on Spaces in the Morning with Plug, man. If you guys know Plug Talk. Check it out as well. Tim gives out soccer picks, man. And Tim is actually pretty good in soccer, which is crazy when he's be knocking back his ling-lings. But, you know, he'd be over there having a good time. But we're halfway through the show now. So we obviously got to let you know that, you know, we got another sponsor on the show, of course. He is none other than my personal barber and anyone that is associated to the show's personal barber as well. He is Eric Navarro, the homie. Line him up by Eric, as you see on the screen. Eric Navarro, 702-884-8138. If not, hit him up on IG. Line him up by Eric. Download the Booksy app today and download it. Set up your appointments. It's easy. I got my haircut yesterday. He hooked me up. I'm going to California this weekend, so I had to get right. So, my guy, I appreciate it. I already have a bunch of people that have been going with Eric that are associated with the show or that just saw the show and needed a barber and that didn't have one. Evan from Drumline AV, our photographer here now, just moved from St. Louis, didn't have anyone. He's going to Eric now, man. So if you have not done so, hit him up. He's cutting out a five-star barbershop. Eric Navarro, 702-884-8138. Or on IG at Line 'Em Up by Eric. Eric, we greatly appreciate you and your sponsorship here on Straight Bet Sports, my guy. We're supposed to get you in the studio last week, but I don't know if you fell asleep or what. You hit me up during the show telling me I forgot to hit you up. I told you the door is open, bro. You are a sponsor to the show. You never have to ask me. You show up, you come in, you have a good time with us, call it a night, man. It's invitation is always open. And again, we are looking for sponsors of the show. If anyone is looking to sponsor the show or you know anyone that has a small business that's looking to do so, hit us up, straightbetsports@outlook.com. If not, find me on all social medias as you see there at Jose_Volonte. DM me. I'll give you all the details. It's very cheap, man. It's very fun. And there's a lot of perks to it, too, especially if you live in Vegas. Hit us up for all the details. Trust me, if you're looking to do it, if you have a small business or even a business you run from home, but you're just trying to get your name out there, trust me, we are the way to do it. We are the people that can help you do it. So please hit us up. We greatly appreciate all of our sponsors that have been a part of the show going on 2 years now, man, like I said once again. But D-Rock, can't talk about my Michigan man like that. Duncan will turn up in the playoffs. Just watch. Everyone's going crazy on freaking YouTube over here. Bleed Green Bets, home of Weapon X, goes, question for both of y'all. Honestly, haven't watched much NBA games this year. I'm a Heat fan. What's their chance to make the finals considering we got two white boys that can't play defense? Now, here's my thing. I'm an Eric Spoelstra guy. I was very critical of him for a while, but I give the guy respect. Look what he's done without LeBron, right? Because a lot of people said, oh, everything he did was with LeBron and D-Wade and the teams that he had. Look what he's done without those teams, right? Look what he's done as a coach with the teams that he's had since then. The guy's a great coach. And obviously, he has a superstar in Jimmy Butler now. We know that. We know the team that he has. Whoa. What? Did I say the wrong word? He's not a superstar? He's not a superstar?
He is not a superstar.
Okay. He's a star. Okay. The star, Jimmy Butler. The star, Jimmy Butler.
He's like a superstar, but he ain't a superstar.
The played player like a superstar, Jimmy Butler. Obviously, he's got him on that team, but he's got a good nucleus of players overall, right? He's got some young guys that some people say are a little overpaid. I get that. You got some people that aren't big fans of Tyler Hero and Duncan. I totally understand that. But overall, the team that they have, bro, and the way that they're coached, let's be real. This is a team that, depending on who they end up matching up with in the next couple rounds or if they make it past the first round, this is a team that can make a run to the finals, right? Or at least to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Depending on who they play, it's going to be matchup based. They do have direct flaws to them, but it comes down to coaching and the system. They have a bunch of players that fit what they want to do. I wouldn't be opposed to thinking that they have the talent and the coaching to beat just about anyone. It's going to come down to how effective Bam Adebayo is as a scorer. He's going to have to assert himself scoring the ball because teams are going to make him do that. Other than that, they can't. I don't think they can beat Minnesota. Or not Minnesota. Sorry, Milwaukee. I don't think they can beat Milwaukee.
I agree.
I don't think they can beat Philly in a series either. I don't think.
Bro, you almost made Quan choke on his food over here.
Milwaukee, Philly. I don't think they have any smoke for us. They can't play zone for a whole game against Philly with James Harden playing. Like, and if you also noticed, we never Doc Rivers made sure that we never played Miami with both Joel and James when we got James Harden. That was on purpose because he didn't want to give them any looks as far as like what they would try to throw at them offensively with those two in the lineup. So, you know, I'm just saying you can't play zone against them. So I don't think Miami matches up very well in close games. Obviously, situational basketball. Eric Spoelstra is amazing. Doc Rivers, not so much, but I still think that 21 with a guard who can score the ball. I'd like us in a series against Miami personally.
So we still got some more other sports that I want to run across you. Obviously, we got about 20 minutes left here on the show, my guy. I greatly appreciate you again doing this. Like I said, I know it was last minute, but you know, appreciate the love, man, and the support. And like I said, you've been helping me out a lot, man, since you and I met. It's been a lot, you know what I mean? And we got a lot more coming. You know what I mean? We got a lot more coming. And like you said, it's about being humble and it's about making the right content for everyone, right? And that's exactly what you're doing. And at the end of the day, you really can't worry about the chatter behind it because sometimes you're going to get people that aren't going to agree with you. You're gonna ruffle some feathers, right? But you can't stop doing what you're doing because at the end of the day, it's about the content that you're going to bring out. It's okay to make people mad. It's okay to ruffle those feathers, right? But also make sure you're bringing out quality content. And the reason I throw that out there, when I first started doing this podcast here, this show on Gorilla Cross Radio, this was right smack dab during the pandemic, right when it has started. And I'll never forget Nick Hamilton, good friend of mine, good friend of the show. I think it was a message or we talked on the phone, one of the two. He said, keep doing your thing, man. I like what you're doing. This is where it's going to show more than anything what you really got, if you can continue to bring out good content. I've made it 2 years so far on this radio station. I've had good things coming to me. I've grown a lot more. I've met people like yourself. And it just proves, man, that if you're doing right, good things happen to you, right? And it's just, it's been growing, bro, since January. And I know some people don't care about followers and all that, but I'm just showing you how things change, right? In January, right before I hit COVID and I got COVID and I started hitting Twitter hard with you guys, I had about 300 and some followers. I'm almost at 1,000 followers and we're in what, April? That just shows you how you put out content, how you're on Twitter putting in time, how you're doing it with the right people, how you're not burning bridges, but you're creating them. Good things happen, my guy. So again, I definitely appreciate you. And real quick, man, just plug the Wise Guys Diamond Club real quick before we jump into the next topic. I'm in it. You allow me to be there. I'm having a great time learning and seeing a lot of things in there. Again, like my header says it, I am not a professional handicapper, just an ex sports ticket writer that does his homework. That's all I am, right? But I'm learning more how to do my homework because of the Wise Guys Diamond Club, my man. So go ahead and plug that away real quick.
Yeah, man. You can catch us at TWGD Club on Twitter. It's me. Obviously, you've met. We've had Spin Doc and Rex have been on the show. Andy, who lives in England. You know, we just provide the most premium service for any gambler. Whether your bankroll is high, low, whether your units are $10 or $10,000. We try to just give you guys the best picks that you could possibly get. We do our research. We spend hours and hours of time just, you know, focusing in on different things. I'm not a huge metrics guy. I believe in metrics. I use metrics. I use ranking, stuff like that all the time. I'm big on the eye test. I'm very different from a lot of these guys who are doing a lot of it. I feel like a lot of people have found their niche in sports betting off of analytics, which is totally fine. I mean, you see Spin Doctor, he's all numbers. Some guys are all trends. Some guys use both. Me, I try to use both, but I also like to know and understand what it is I'm seeing in regards to gambling. Some guys could care less about what they're seeing. They just need three or four spreadsheets to give themselves a level of probability, right? So I think it's the best of both worlds. It's for people who are committed to doing it their way, but somehow, you know, finding ways to collectively come to the right results. And I mean, you can check the Twitter feed for yourself. We don't have any negative reviews because the people that come in, they don't leave. Yeah. And that's the number one goal. It's to retain people. It's for people to continue to want to be a part of what you're doing, not just because you guys are good at gambling, but because they know the community itself brings value to them outside of just a couple of picks. So like that's really it. Check us out, Wise Guys Diamond Club. Once you pull up, you'll never leave.
There you go. Plugging it away as always. I got to talk about these comments, man. Appreciate everybody showing love. Joseph Michaels on Facebook, our guy Joe, he says, y'all are incredible. So glad to have gotten to know both of y'all and all the good vibes and positivity which you bring each week. Lily says, Jose should have way more followers. I appreciate that, Lily. Thank you. D-Rock, I feel the same way. Jose, fire. And then also a lot of fire signals out there. Appreciate each and every one of you guys, man, that's chiming in. And one thing that I've learned, bro, since I've met you and I started being in the Wise Guys Diamond Club, and I'll say this because if you're going to gamble, you need to learn what type of gambler you are and what you're good at. It's okay to want to bet and bet on every sport. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But also know your niche. And one thing I've realized, and you've even said it right now, some people are analytics, this, that. I was thinking about it today, and I'm like, what is my niche, right? How do I bet, and how do I come across it? And what I realized this year after I met you guys and doing spaces and everything that I did with Spin and Rex and everybody else is that my niche is college basketball. And my niche is that I like to follow the money. I go to money first, and not on every game, on games that stick out to me more than anything. And then when I see the money, that's when I go to the stats. And what I mean by that, I go, okay, who are they playing? What's their record? Who have they played before? Who's playing? Who's out? This, that, and the other, right? That's when I start looking at everything else. I'm not a guy that looks directly at stats first or what position they are in the rankings. I might take someone that's bottom last in the division, but if they're giving me great value and they can cover a certain spread and the numbers on the money don't look right, I'm taking it. And that's what I've come to realize because of the Wise Guys Diamond Club, because of the patterns and the way that I see that everyone throws out different things, like the way Andy's good at certain sports, the way you're really, really good at your sports that you stick to, Rex and Spin and all that, so on and so forth. So that's one thing that I will tell you as a gambler, not a professional gambler, as a gambler, find your niche and stick to that, and that'll be where you bet more. As where every other sport, don't bet as much if you're not comfortable or that good or that professionally good at that sport.
Even so with handicapping, A lot of these guys fail at the handicapping game because they want to do every sport. They get hot during basketball, and then they make some. They get up like a bunch of units in basketball, and then they realize the season's about to end.
Yeah.
So now they got to find another way to stay relevant during the time. Like, listen, it's not for everybody. Like, you might think baseball is sweet to start the year, but then you're gonna realize once the dog days of summer's come,
it's over.
And summer comes. And you don't feel like locking into 15 ball games. It's a marathon for real with this baseball stuff. You might have been hot in basketball, but the data that drives baseball is completely different. So, you know, it's that can be an issue. Like we say, like, you don't have to bet on every game. You don't have to bet on every sport. And if you are betting on every sport, at least I hope that you have the correct, like the right information in order to do so, instead of just thinking that, hey, I'm going to wake up and just jump into this lane. That's all.
Some more people chiming in on YouTube. Dale, you was killing them UNLV picks. Jose, no cap. Appreciate that. UNLV and Mountain West, with some help from Lily. I'm going to give her credit. Lily is really good at the Mountain West picks as well. So I give credit where credit is due. And then iTest is king. Me and Sosa the same that way. I appreciate my boy. Wouldn't be on gambling Twitter without him. Diamond Club is like the 1992 dream team. That's Bleed Green Bets. And then D-Rock, yes, D-Rock, you and I found a trend together this season, my guy, and we followed it, and it made us a good amount of money, and it made us have a good time, and it made a lot more people money, because there were times where I didn't even bet on some of the games, but we gave them out, and they worked, man, so I appreciate all of that. And of course, Liddy, you know that you show me love, I show the love back. Definitely fade Garrett Cole is what she says. Now, let's talk some baseball real quick here. I got to get your thoughts. You're wearing the Dodger hat. I'm wearing the Dodger hat. Clayton Kershaw gets pulled during a perfect game. I was at work.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm at work, and I hear this, and I think it's a joke, right? I'm like, you're telling me that Dave Roberts is pulling Clayton Kershaw right now with a perfect game through seven. Or was it through eight? Through seven, right?
Seven. I wish I could show you my DMs. So, I wish I could show you the DMs. So many people hit me up about this.
Bro, I hit up my cousin. My cousin was irate. And my cousin is a diehard Dodger fan. He goes, what is Dave Roberts doing this? And I can't believe it. In my mind, I'm sitting there going, I'm okay with it because I understand it. If you understand the sport of baseball and the injuries and everything that Clayton Kershaw's gone through and how you want to save him for the remainder of the season. But as a fan, I'm sitting there going, Clayton Kershaw's got to be dying inside, bro. I understand if you get pulled with a no-hitter, but you get pulled with a perfect game going? Come on, bro. Tell me how you felt about it.
I got to read back this one message.
Read it.
And this is why you guys will never win another championship with Dave Roberts as your manager. How do you pull the GOAT? These are real messages. How do you pull the GOAT? Bro, I know you're watching this Dodger game wondering what the hell is going on. Like, I'm telling you. Like, it's just like, why would you? The GOAT, he's got 13 Ks. He don't got.
Oh, my God.
He's like, again, man, I can understand it. I can't be mad at it. I was at playoff games where he ran out of gas. So, I mean, it is what it is. I would have loved to see him go out there and get another opportunity. But, I mean, first series of the year, it was cold. It was very cold out, too. I'm okay with it, especially considering that he's the only starting pitcher to give us a quality start this year.
Far, yeah. Going back to that, obviously, you're a fan of the team. For people that are overreacting, bro, because obviously their record is not what people expected because of the team you got on paper. Obviously, we know that, right? Everybody expects them to come out of the gate, be undefeated, or have one loss, whatever it is. This is a pretty understandable start for the Dodgers, right? I mean, they're not in trouble. For people that are panicking already with six games or whatever it is in, pump the brakes, right? Like, it's a little bit too much.
There's always things you have to work through as a team. I mean, obviously we don't have the amazing starting pitching that we like. Losing Scherzer was not that's not a good thing, right? but it's also about finding your way. You give a team like this a universal DH, teams aren't going to be like, it's going to be impossible. It's impossible to pitch to this team for 162 games. It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. But there's just, the talent is just too, it's just the talent disparity across all of baseball is just not fair when you're talking about that. So I think that people, I wouldn't even say pump the brakes, just chill out. Like, we, like right now, yes, we're going 45 on the highway and everybody wants to go 100. Again, we still have not played a home game. All of our games have been on the road. We played our first series in Colorado. Pitchers don't go long there anyway.
Yeah.
Also, the first week of the Major League Baseball season this year would still be smack dab in the middle of spring training. We had no real spring training. Everything was pushed back by 4 weeks. The first week of the Major League season was technically the fourth week of spring training. Well, that's why only three pitchers in the first 5 days have gone past seven innings pitching or pitched into the seventh inning. It's not because the guys think they're tired. It's because they're still in spring training.
Yeah.
This isn't real baseball what we're experiencing. It's that process too. I'm not worried about anything. Obviously, we've won two in a row. We've covered our team total. We just covered the run line in back-to-back games. And this is just going to be it. Just bet the run line for the Dodgers all season, and
you'll be fine.
And you'll be fine. There's nothing to worry about. Like I said, there's nothing at all to worry about. This is not even we won't even be talking about. Oh, you remember when the Dodgers started and they couldn't? No. Yes. It always happens. We're going to get Dustin May back. We're going to have a great bullpen. Kimbrel at the back end is going to be fine. The only thing I could see is that we need another starting pitcher, but obviously, you know, Trevor Bauer, they just said that they extended his administrative leave till the 22nd.
At this point, don't even expect him to come back, bro. Like, that's what I'm saying, right? Like,
people are saying that, but what really bothers me is this, and I don't really want to get into this because it can open up a can of worms, right? Listen, we just saw Deshaun Watson get $230 million guaranteed. Okay? The only place, the one place where you never get a fair trial is the court of public opinion. Both of these guys completely, like, no criminal charges. One guy hasn't pitched since June of last year. The other guy just got $230 million guaranteed, and he got a team to structure his contract so that he gets all of his money in the event that he actually gets suspended. Showing complete disregard for the fact that he might have actual consequences to face as a man based on his actions. That's what we saw a company do. And Trevor Bauer, same exact same situation. Might completely get blackballed out of the sport. It's wild to me. It just doesn't. And what's crazy is both these guys fit opposite profiles, if you know what I mean.
That's right. Yes.
It don't make sense to me. This stuff is crazy.
It's all politics, bro. It's all about the money now. Pay me. That's all it is, my guy. But we come to the end of the show, my man. You run short on time when you're having a good time. But I appreciate you as always, my guy. I'm going to let you plug away once again. You got Sosa World coming up. I don't know if you want to give any details on that.
Yeah,
if you don't, it's cool. But go for it.
I'm going to tell the people about Sosa World. Sosa World is a fully interactive community. It's not just for sports betting. If you're looking for a tout service where you get the best picks in the world, then that's what the Diamond Club is for. Social World is not the Diamond Club. It's an interactive community. It's where people are actually active. It's not, hey, I want to show up here to get 3-4 picks from people daily. It's an open marketplace. I got a bunch of hype beast people that are involved in it. There's going to be an interactive marketplace. We're going to do game nights. We're going to have Uno, poker, leveling up in the community, free giveaways. It's just all an attempt to build a community and build a network. People see the name Sosa the Locksmith and they think like, oh, he's just into sports. Like, bro, there's so many other things out here that I'm into outside of just sports betting. When you join a space for content or try to make a content base of any sort,
people are very inclined to put you in a box. Like, oh, he only knows about sports. No, there's plenty of other things out there to talk about, bro. I watch TV, movies. Me and my girl do a bunch of stuff. I travel. I'm actually big on Instagram. No, I'm just kidding. I like taking photos, though. You know, so social world is that. It's a place to get away from just being on your Twitter timeline all the time and actually being able to interact with people from all over. And that's what it is. It's something different. It's not a tout service, and it costs absolutely no money. You don't have to pay for it. It's a resource. If you're looking for friends, cool. If you're looking for people to just interact with, if you're not social, it's probably not for you, but join the conversation just like you would in Twitter Spaces. Bring it to social world. We're launching here in a couple days. Would love for anybody to be a part of it.
There we go.
That's what it is.
There we go, my guy. I appreciate you as always. We will definitely be chopping it up again soon and doing this again soon. But until we talk again on Spaces, my guy, I will let you get to bed because I know it's 1 a.m. over there already.
Oh, yeah.
Go Dodgers. Go Sixers. Good luck to you. I always give good vibes to my guests, even though they're not my teams. Good vibes to you, my guy. You have a great night, Brody. Appreciate you.
Peace.
Sosa the Locksmith joining us here on Straight Bet Sports all the way from Philly. We greatly appreciate him and his time. If you haven't followed him, follow him on Twitter and all things social media. Fun show tonight. On the fly. Co-host couldn't make it tonight. I hope him and his wife are doing well. She was not feeling well tonight. Ian, I'll be definitely hitting you up, my guy, as soon as the show is over. But I hope we will see you back in studio next week. I'll finish off my final thought with this because we didn't get to talk about this. So we can end this to start the show next week with Ian because I know he definitely wants to talk about this. Derek Carr got paid. A lot of people didn't like Derek Carr as the starting quarterback of the Raiders. A lot of people thought that Marcus Mariota should have been the guy that should have gotten more opportunities here with the Raiders. Marcus Mariota is no longer here with the Raiders. Therefore, Derek Carr is the guy. A lot of talk was made. Is McDaniels going to make that move and that decision like he did when he drafted Tebow when he was in Denver? And eventually it didn't work out and we saw what happened there, right? But he made the decision that I talked about before and I thought that he would make is keep Derek Carr and understand I have a guy that can possibly take us farther than anyone else that I can go out there and grab right now or even draft and try to become or make into a project to be our quarterback of the future, right? Derek Carr's been there 9 years. He's been a Pro Bowler. There's a lot of talk about has he become more soft since the leg injury, right? The break that he had, it was huge. It wasn't a small injury. It's something that sticks to your mind, and it's probably in the back of his head every time he has a defender coming his way. But the extension has been made, 4 years or 3 years, which adds him for 4 years total because he had 1 year left. $121.5 million, I believe, the guaranteed money. I have not seen, not sure if that's been revealed yet. But he is the quarterback of the next 4 years, guaranteed, regardless of what it is. And he's getting paid top heavy. Majority of the money that he will be paid is in the next 3 years of the contract, meaning fourth year he can leave if he wants, but not if the team wants. There's a no trade clause in his contract, which was the biggest thing about it. But until next week, for Jose V, Ian B, even though he's not in the studio tonight, our guest co-host, Sosa the Locksmith, and our producer here, and the great Quan 5'9" of Gorilla Cross Radio, this has been another episode of Straight Bet Sports. Till next week, we are out. Peace.